ahead, George.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd tell you that the coffee was all very good today. They use a tremendous amount of it. I've talked to Buzz, and I think I could... he was suggesting giving him a backgrounder on the congressional situation. He's going to send down a memo, one copy to you and one to me, which I can talk to you about in the morning. Should I tell him anything about church or not?
No, I don't know whether I'm going or not. Depends on how I feel. When I wake up, if I do, I'll drift down to some little church.
Right.
Going, I don't see it makes a matter of world moments. I don't give it a why in the hell don't they go on and go to church and quit worrying about me.
About some material, sir.
Good.
And then I can talk to you in the morning about the memo.
Yeah, I think we've got to watch that, be careful, and not to get the Congress mad.
That's right.
Back. And what to do is there, man?
Mostly road.
They had some photographers out here after us again.
Well, I think you'll find them stationed out there all the time, sir.
Well, we just got in a little boat and they never did know us. That's Secret Service office. We had a pretty good day here with A.W. and Melvin. We had a quad dinner. Going to sunset. What are y'all going to do?
Oh, I was going out to the barn and get a steak. It's a new restaurant in Austin.
Any of them get worked up about Goldwater? Looks like all the questions Goldwater. I told you let them go 15 questions, give them a wink. Jack said it just had 9.
They just had 9, sir, but at your whole total press conference was 33. I didn't give them a wink. Smitty wanted to cut it off and get back and start filing. No, you had given them plenty. You see, you had 9 questions. Those 9 questions were the equivalent of about 20, because in your answers, you covered really what normally would have been, another 10 questions.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No, that's all, sir.
All right.
Operator.